Russia under strongman Vladimir Putin first invaded Ukraine in 2014, colonizing its Crimean Peninsula. Then escalated its support for pro-Russia separatists in the Donbas region into a full-scale special operation against Kyiv in 2022. Putin has since claimed to annex the entire Donbas region and the territories of Kherson and Zaporizhia, continuing to attack Ukraine's major cities regularly despite alleged ongoing peace talks brokered by the administration of President Donald Trump. Putin visited Pyongyang in June 2024, signing a mutual defense agreement with Kim in the capital city. South Korean intelligence began documenting North Korean military involvement in the war in late 2024. The U.S. State Department also confirmed their presence in the Ukraine war theater in November 2024. Today I can confirm that over 10,000 DPRK, North Korean, soldiers have been sent to eastern Russia, and most of them have moved to the far western Kursk Oblast where they have begun engaging in combat operations with Russian forces, State Department spokesman Vedant Patel said. By January, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky published a video showing alleged North Korean soldiers captured on the battlefield. The North Korean government has since confirmed sending soldiers to the battlefield, but not exactly how many. Some estimates suggest that Pyongyang has deployed as many as 15,000 fighters against Ukraine. In July, Kim Jong-un held a televised event to honor soldiers killed in Russia and Ukraine. The event, at a theater, featured Kim watching footage of himself crying and welcoming back the coffins of the fallen, draping them in North Korean flags. A month later, Kim was praising his heroic army as the world's best. Such a result has cemented its appellation and reputation as the most powerful army in the world, giving everyone a clear understanding of it. Our army is now doing what it ought to do and what needs to be done. It will do so in the future, too, Kim claimed. Ukraine's intelligence service estimated in October that, in addition to offering soldiers, North Korea is meeting as much as half of Russia's ammunition demand to keep the war going. Oleh Alexandrov, an officer of the Foreign Intelligence Service of Ukraine, FISU, was quoted in the state media outlet Ukrinform as stating that Pyongyang was offering as many as 200,000 to 260,000 shells of 152mm and 122mm per month. He suggested that Russia and North Korea were taking advantage of the war to test and improve North Korean weapons on the battlefield. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.